In the midst of all the distress in David's life, while people were searching for him and seeking his life, and he had to hide in a dark cave out in the desert, he wrote in Psalm 142, "Look to the right and see, there is none who acknowledge me. No refuge remains for me, and no one cares for my soul." In times of distress, we can often feel just like David when he was hiding in that cave. We feel like no one cares about our soul. We feel like no one cares about us. But in truth, someone always cares about your soul. And in fact, there are many people who care about your soul. For one, the Heavenly Father cares about your soul. That is, God the Father up in heaven. 1 Timothy 2:4 says that He wants everyone to be saved. He wants everyone to come to a knowledge of the truth. Does that sound like He cares? It sounds like He cares. Not only does He want everyone to be saved, not only does He want everyone to know and understand the truth, 1 Peter 5:7 says that He wants us to cast all of our worries on Him. It's not just that He wants you to know the truth and He wants you to be saved. It's also that He cares about you so deeply, so personally. He wants to know what you care about. He wants to know what is on your mind, what worries you. And He wants to make sure that you don't have to worry about those things, because you can put it on His shoulders. He cares for you so much that He sent Jesus. He sent His Son. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10 says, "But God shows His love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life." Jesus wasn't just sent to the earth. He was sent to die. That is how much the Heavenly Father cares for your soul. Even while we were still sinners, even while we didn't even know God, even while we were enemies of Him, He sent His Son to die because He cares for our souls. That is how much God cares for your soul. The Son also cares. The Son of God Himself cares for your soul. Because in Romans 8, 37, or 34, it says, "Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." The Son of God cares for you so much that He came to give Himself up. He came to have His blood spilt so that He could be a sacrifice. And now He is making an intercession for you. He is pleading to God, holding up that sacrifice, that blood, and saying, "Father, "Here is the sacrifice. Please let this one in, because I love them, because I care for them." And he cares for you so much that he is going to keep the promises that he has made. 2 Peter 3:8-9, it says, "But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." He is going to fulfill his promises. And this verse tells us that even if it takes a long time in our eyes, we can still know that he is going to keep his promises. Why? Because he cares for us. And he cares for us so much that he wants everyone, everyone everywhere, to repent so that they might not perish. He cares for you so much that he gave us a way to know what to do. He said, "I want everyone to be saved." And so he gave us a way to know how. And that his divine power was granted to us all, has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. He gave us the way. That is the Bible. He also has promised us that he's going to be with us. Not only does he care enough that he made that sacrifice, not only does he care enough that he wants everyone to come to repentance, not only does he care enough that he showed us the way to do that, he cares enough so that every step of the way, he's going to be right there beside us. And that is what he meant in Matthew 28 when he said, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He is with us. He is by our side. And he's helping us all the way. That is how much Jesus cares for your soul. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit also cares. He cares so much that along with how Christ has given us the way, the Spirit has given us all of Scripture. At 2 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 20, it says, "No prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." The Spirit gave us the Scripture so that we can be fully equipped, as 2 Timothy 3 puts it, fully equipped for every good work. So that in whatever situation we come across, we have the way to deal with it. Like a tool on our belt, we are fully equipped. He also cares for us enough that he helps us when we pray. Have you ever thought about that? The Holy Spirit helps us when we pray, as Romans 8:28 puts it. And we know that Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings that are too deep for words. Amen. Have you ever had something happen in your life that you were so distraught that you could not vocalize it? You were so heartbroken that you did not have words to describe how you felt. Not even able to pray the words that would accurately describe how you felt. And that is what the Spirit helps us to do, with groanings that are too deep for words. We also know that the Spirit cares for us so much, now it's in verse 28, that we can know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. God cares for us so much, the Spirit cares for us so much, that He works these things out. So that, in the end, it's all going to work for good. Spirit loves and cares for us so much that in Ephesians 4:30, says that it is by Him that we are sealed for the day of redemption. That is a seal. A seal is what closes these things off, so that by the authority of the one who put that seal on there, no one touches it. We have been sealed for the day of redemption. We are being preserved by that seal. It is because of that seal, Paul says in Romans, that nothing can tear us away from God's love. It's because of that seal. And that is how much the Spirit cares for your soul. So we know God cares for our soul. And of course He does, right? Because He's God and He loves everyone unconditionally. But did you know that those who serve and follow God care about your soul? Did you know that the angels care about your soul? Did you know that the angels played such a large part in the Bible, carrying God's message to those who needed to hear it? It was an angel who came and told, who told Joseph about Mary having Jesus. It is an angel who came and told Mary about Mary having Jesus. It's an angel who cared so much about this one eunuch from Ethiopia that he came to an evangelist named Philip and told him where to go to meet that man. Angels play a huge part in the Bible, and they play a huge part in our lives as well. As Hebrews 1:14 puts it, they are ministers for us. God sends them to help us. And we know from Luke 15:10 that in heaven, whenever a sinner repents from his sins, there is rejoicing in heaven. Who's doing that rejoicing? God and His angels that are with Him. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. They care so much about the souls of everyone here that they rejoice when that soul makes the right choice. But did you also know that God's people care about your soul? Did you know that Christians care about your soul? Or at least, all of them should. Christians are to think of ways to excite each other to do good works and to encourage one another to hope and to love. And that's what Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25 teach us. We're to encourage each other and build each other up and think of different ways to help each other. We know that we're to exhort one another when we do wrong. That's in 2 Timothy 4:2. We are to exhort each other whenever one of us is doing wrong, to try and lovingly steer that person back to on the right track. We are to be a companion to all who follow God. That's in Psalm 119, verse 63. A companion. A companion is someone who sticks by a person and helps them and rejoices with them when they triumph and weeps with them when they are experiencing a sorrowful moment. A companion to those who follow God. And we are to bring the saving message of the gospel. That's what we call the Great Commission. When Jesus said, "Go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations, teaching them and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." We are to take the saving message of the gospel to everyone that we meet because we care about them. Because instead of just seeing people as if they're just some kind of lump of matter walking around, we see them for what they really are. And that is souls. And we need to take the gospel to them because that is how much Christians care for your soul. That is how much the servants of God care about your soul. Now, all these people care for your soul. But the question is, do you? Do you care enough about your soul to make the decision about where it's going to end up? Do you care enough about your soul to believe and obey God's will? To obey Him by turning away from sin and turning to Him and turning to the things that He teaches us to do? Do you care enough about your soul to confess your faith in His Son? Do you care about your soul enough to put away the old person that you were and be baptized and rise again as a new creation, as a perfect creation? And do you care enough about your soul to live faithfully to Him, to live loyally to Him? Do you care enough about your soul to come forward this very day, this very moment? If you do, don't hesitate. If there is any way we can help you tonight, won't you come as together we stand and sing?